各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，早安。
And good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
应该是 afternoon, 对。那通常都是早上。
So because I'm so used to the morning service.
起码我是早上开车的。
And especially I came here early in the morning from New York City.
那认识卢弟兄已经有24年了。
So I came to know Brother T.C. Low for 24 years. Yes,
因为我们是1993年去那个圣地的。
So it was 1993 that we went as a team to the land of Israel.
等之后，我跟我爸爸就一起开唱了这个纽约神学教主。
So afterwards, and my father and I and I worked together to open up andseminary.
那当我在牧会，然后神学教育，然后到现在。
And then I shepherd the church. And then I was a, have been a teacher up to this day.
那我有一个太太。
I have a one wife.
这个说法很可笑。
So it sounds like a joke, right? It's very serious.
我也有一个儿子。
I have one son.
那我的儿子呢？现在在路上回家当中。
So my son is on his way home right now at this moment.
因为他参加了国民的警卫队。
Because he was on National Guard. He was under the discipline of National Guard and coming home.
去年五月的时候。
And last May,
我们有机会送我的儿子去参军了。
So I have the opportunity to send my son.To join the army, the armed force.
那当他要去训练的时候，有十个星期，有很严格的训练。
So the disciplinary period lasts for 10 weeks under a very severe training.
那结果他瘦了30磅。
So he lost 30 pounds.
腰围瘦了4寸。
And then His waist reduced by 4 inches.
那我也很想去参军。
So this is why I want to be in the armed forces.
因为这样我就可以瘦下来了。
So if that's the case, I can reduce my weight.
那他每个星期都有一个小时打电话给爸爸妈妈。
So every week he had a very good habit that calling home, to us, parents.
我们很开心的。
So we're so happy.
因为你知道，年轻人现在对着是对着电脑。
So you know that today the young people are always facing the computer screen.
跟爸爸妈妈聊天都是 WhatsApp 或者是 WeChat
或者是 email. So very rarely they make a phone call. They also they always use the WeChat and then some other social medias.
在这十个星期当中，他跟我们讲了21年所有的话。
So in this A short 4 weeks, he said so many things that I have never heard before in 21 years.
在第九个星期，他跟我说
，On the ninth week of his disciplinary activity,
他说下个星期我就要毕业了。
So he told me that I will be graduating next week.
毕业有两个考试。
So this graduation, I have to undergo 2 tests.
一个是要背着。70磅的东西，然后走10里路。
So the one thing is I have to carry 70-pound load and walk 10 miles.
我说有没有时间限制啊
？And I said, are there any time limitation?
他说没有。
He said no.
那我就说慢慢走吧。
那 OK, then I said OK, then walk slowly.
他说第二个考试是要在十，应该说在16分钟。能够走完跑完2里路。
So another requirement is within 60 minutes, I have to, he has to finish racing 2 miles.
那我问他你现在跑几多分钟啊
？So I said, what is your record now?
他说19分钟。
And he said 19 minutes.
哇，我说差3分钟惨了，不容易哦。
So I said 3 minutes, a long time for a racer.
那我就跟他说，等爸爸来教教你。
And then I said, well, come home, and then I will teach you.
爸爸以前身材不是这样的。
So when I was young, I looked differently.
我是长跑冠军。
So I was a engage in a marathon.
那我就说你这样跑的时候是要这样。
So I told him you ought to learn how to breathe in order to run effectively.
你两次进去一起付出，你氧气在里面就可以跑得更好。
So you have to inhale twice and then exhale once, then you will have more oxygen in your body.
结果下个星期他打电话来说，爸爸，行了，过了关。
And then last week he told me, Dad, I passed.
我说跑多快啊？
And how fast?
他说十五分钟。
He said 15 minutes.
哇，进步了四分钟。
So he improved for 4 minutes.
当我在这样去训练我的儿子的时候
，So when I discipline my son in this manner,
我就明白今天我们做门徒的时候也需要受到训练。
So I come to understand that as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we need to undergo disciplinary learning also.
所以你就知道今天我们讲到这个主题差遣与门训的时候。
So our theme is commission and discipleship training.
意思就是说我们要做 evangelism 去差遣，然后做 discipleship 那个门训。
So what I mean is we have to be first be an evangelist to tell the gospel to people and then to train them into Jesus' disciple.
在开始的时候我们先来做个祷告。
So before we begin, let us bow as we pray.
我们亲爱的主耶稣，
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, your Son, and we give thanks to you.
因为你给我们成为你的门徒。
Because you give the privilege to become a disciple of you.
但是我们很多时候觉得我们还不到这个层次。
So many times we felt that we fall short of your standard.
就好像我们没办法成为你的基督精兵一样。
So as if we are not able to be a crack troop of Jesus.
没有好好的训练好。
So because we do not allow us to be disciplined,
求主你借着今天的信实让我们学习到。
May you give us a lesson through today's message,
明白你的话语。
To understand your words,
知道我们应该怎么去做。
Knowing that what we ought to do,
求主你的灵运行在这里。
May your Holy Spirit move around in this congregation,
教导我们怎么样去学习你的话语。
And teach us to practice and to live out your words.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们作为门徒，我们当然要看圣经。
So in order to be a disciple, first of all, we have to be familiar with the scripture.
当我们在看圣经的时候，有很多的事情我们不一定完全明白。
So as we read the Bible, it doesn't guarantee that everything you understand to your own satisfaction.
大概在半年前我开始看圣经的时候，就有一个这样的感觉。
So about 6 months ago, when I read the Bible, I came across such a feeling like this.
意思就是说我不能完全理解所有我读的。
And I admitted that I cannot fully understand all the things that I read.
今天我们看的是路加福音第九章。
And today our theme passage is Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
章。
Chapter.
你知道是什么意思？
Do you know what chapter means?
我为什么这样重点来说这个话呢？
Why I have to emphasize on these all familiar words?
因为我在基督教的家庭长大。
Because I was raised in a Christian family.
我三岁的时候，我爸爸已经成为牧师了。
So when I was 3 years old, my father had become a full-time minister.
我现在是56岁。
And now I'm 56 years old.
但是我去了教会57年。
But I went to church for 57 years.
因为我在妈妈的肚子里面已经去教会了。
Because when I was in my mother's womb, I already went to church.
但是我对这个章竟然不明白哦。
So I do not know what chapter mean.
去年当我看到这个，意识到这个事情的时候，我就发觉哇，原来是这样的。
So last year, I all of a sudden came across a peculiar meaning of this word chapter.
因为我看路加福音的时候，
because when I read the gospel Luke,
我肯定路加在写路加福音的时候没有一章一章的嘛。
And one thing I can be sure that when Luke wrote the gospel, there was no such thing as verses and chapters.
都是一卷去写出来的。
It was written in a scroll.
为什么现在有一张一张的呢？
And now, why the modern Bible have chapters and verses?
你有没有想过这个事情？
Have you heard about this? Have you think about this?
想过这个的举手。
Raise your hand if you thought about this.
为什么有章？为什么有章？
Why we have chapter division?
原来在1228年，英国的一个主教将整本圣经分为一章一章。
Because in 1228, one of the bishops in England divided the Bible into chapters.
很有趣。
And this is very significant.
过了两百多年。
So 200 years passed.
1448年。
In 1448,
又有一个牧师将每一章分为一节一节。
Another minister divided the chapter into verses.
是不是很有趣？
So this is very convenient for us.
这些都是我们的信仰的一个历史。
So this is one of the church history.
后来，当我在看这个《路加福音》这么有24章的时候。
So later on, when I discover the Gospel of Luke has been divided into 24 chapters,
我就要问自己，那个时候这个主教为什么这样分成24章？
So I ask myself a question that why this bishop divided the Bible, Luke, into 24 chapters.
那我就在想啊想。
So I give a contemplative mind.
我想，有可能。它是一章一个主题。
Or maybe there's a one chapter per theme.
这个是我的假设。
So this is my presupposition.
一章一个主题。
Maybe one chapter, one theme.
那我就从这个角度来去读《路加福音》了。
So I take this concept in mind, and then I begin to read the gospel.
所以当我读到第九章的时候
，So when I read to chapter 9,
我就发觉它应该是差遣与门训。这个主题。
So if you want me to assign a theme to this chapter 9, it should be commission and discipleship training.
我就从这个角度来去看整章路加福音第九章。
So from this viewpoint as a starting point, and then I read this chapter carefully.
今天我也是跟你来去看路加福音第九章。
So I'm going to share with you chapter 9 from this a viewpoint.
在这里第一节第二节给我们看到。
So if you look at verse 1 and verse 2,
耶稣叫了十二个门徒过来。
And it reads, when Jesus had called the 12 together,
给他们能力全病,
he gave them power and authority,
可以医治那个病人也可以赶鬼,
to drive out all demons and to cure diseases.
从这一个主题差遣与门训来看。
So from this theme,and then we look at the meaning of this first verse.
那我们可以看到还有三个问题要了解的。
So it raised in my mind that three questions we ought to answer.
第一个问题就是你认识你的救主吗？
So the first question you ought to ask yourself is, do you know your Lord, your Savior?
你可以想象现在耶稣差他们出去宣讲神国的福音。
So you know, Jesus sent out these 12 and to preach the kingdom of God.
那这十二个门徒就好像一个带领人出去一样。
So these 12 disciples will become a leader to spread the gospel.
Representative. 那当这个带领人走出去的时候
，So when this representative or the ambassador of God introduced to the people the gospel of the kingdom of God.
但是人家说，哎，这个福音的主角是谁呀？
So people may ask, who is the main character of this gospel?
他们一定要认识这个耶稣基督就是救主。
So in order to answer this question, and they ought to know Jesus is their Lord and Savior.
今天我们做一个推销员。
So today we are a, so to speak, salesman.
那我给你一个东西，这个好东西。
So if I want to sell something and I told you this is a good thing,
那你会问怎么好？
So the first question you will ask is, what good is all?
我说非常好。
I said, very good.
那怎么非常好呢？
So what does very good mean?
用了之后就很好。
Because After you use it, and you will be good.
如果我这样的推销的话，谁来买？
So if I advertise my product in this way, you will never find customers.
我一定要好好的将里面的内容讲得清清楚楚。
So I ought to explain the content of this product in order to convince your customer.
所以当我们今天面对差遣与门训的时候，第一个就是你认识你的救主。
So today, as we carry out the Great Commission, the first thing you ought to fully understand is who is your Savior.
所以你可以看到耶稣叫了这些门徒过来。
So you know, Jesus summoned his 12 disciples.
从第三节到第六节，我们看到耶稣怎么训练他们，你出去的时候应该怎么样做。
So from verse 3 on, and Jesus gave them a prescriptive instruction as to how to share the gospel.
就好像一个经理教导那些推销员怎么样去了解这个产品一样。
Just like a manager have to teach the salesman and how to sell their product.
所以路加在这里第七到第九节就讲到一个里面的内容了。
So the Luke chapter 9 from verse 7 to verse 9, it talk about the content of the gospel.
有一个王叫希律。
So it talk about a king, Herod.
听到有耶稣这个人。
The tetrarch.
他很想要见他。
About all that was going on. And then he wanted to see Jesus.
然后他说耶稣是谁呢？
And then he asked, who is Jesus?
可能是一个先知里面的一位。
Maybe he's one of the prophets.
可能是以利亚。
Maybe Elijah.
可能是那个摩西，施洗约翰。
Maybe John the Baptist.
在这个过程当中就是展示耶稣是谁。
So through these questions and through the process, they want to understand who actually Jesus is, was.
他自己说，施洗约翰我已经砍了，不应该是施洗约翰。
So Jesus replied, the Herod replied that it cannot be, he could not be John the Baptist because I already execute him.
那你知道，这个希律就是娶了他的兄弟的老婆作为老婆，所以呢，施洗约翰骂他，他就将施洗约翰砍掉了。
So the history was this Herod the Tetrarch, and was the one who married his brother's wife, and which is against the law of Moses, and this is why John the Baptist talk about this, and then he doesn't very happy about that and execute him.
所以当我们看到这里，路加就要展示究竟耶稣是谁。
So actually, the Luke, the author of the Gospel Luke, is trying to step by step introduce who Jesus was.
从第十节到第十七节。
From verse 10 to verse 17.
这里看到那些门徒给差出去，现在回来了。
So these disciples, the 12, went out and now they came back.
如果有一些宣教士给差出去。
So just imagine if there's a missionary was sent by the church.
那他回来就是要汇报这个过程了。
So when he came back, then he got to report to the church.
耶稣就带他们去一个比较安静的地方，叫摆菜搭。
So Jesus led these 12 to a very quiet place by the name of Bethsaida.
那这个地方好像是什么呢？就好像一个退休的地方。
So this place is a camp for retreat.
可能耶稣要听好好听他们的汇报。
And perhaps Jesus want to listen carefully what they try to report.
但是你要知道耶稣是何等的一个人物啊。
But you have to know Jesus was an extraordinary person.
他走到这个地方，人都拥过去，想要听耶稣讲道。
Because everywhere he went, people followed Jesus closely.
结果耶稣看着他们这么多人，就去讲道了。
So when Jesus saw such a great multitude, he began to preach.
从早上一直讲到晚上。
So from early morning to the evening.
门徒说，哎呀，要差他们回家去找食物，去找地方住。
So the disciples said, "Wow, you ought to send these people. They are hungry and to go home."
耶稣说，你们给他吃。
So Jesus said to the disciples,
所以我们看到这里
give them food.
就有一个很特殊的，就是耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
So here we come to the familiar story of the five breads and two fishes to feed the 5,000 multitudes.
你就可以知道路加要将这段的经文摆在这里。
So you know that why Luke put this story in this position?
就是要回应耶稣是谁。
Is attempt to respond the question, who was Jesus?
耶稣是有能力施展神迹的这一个人物。
And Jesus was the one who can perform miracle, and he is Almighty.
然后十八节告诉我们。
And then verse 18 says,
耶稣问这些门徒，我人家怎么说我呢？
So ask the disciple, what other people view me as?
然后他们说，哦，你就是那个是约翰，你是以利亚，或者是先知里面的一位。
So the disciples said, this is their viewpoint. They thought you are John the Baptist, you are Elijah.
那你这个过程已经好像刚才看了第七到第九节的那个内容。
So this is coincide with the content of chapter verse 7-9.
那耶稣怎么跟他们说？你们说我是谁
？So Jesus retort, now what about your opinion? Who am I?
那你知道有一个人物叫彼得
？So you know one of the disciples by the name of Peter.
他就冲口而出说：“你就是上帝所立的基督。
”And then without any thinking, he said, "You are the Christ that God already set up."
请问他说的对不对
？So let me ask you, was he right?
明显答案是对的。
So we know that the answer was correct.
但是我觉得他是冲口而出的。
But again, he was spoke out in the purse of spur of moment.
你知道耶稣对着这么多人讲话的时候，这些人信神吗
？So you know when Jesus talked to such a great multitude, do you believe that all these many of them will come to know him and be saved?
他们相信神吗
？Do they even believe in God?
你觉得呢
？What do you think?
有些人摇头。
So some people shake their head.
但是我告诉你，这些人都相信神的。
So I believe all these people believe in God.
你知道原因吗
？Do you know the reason?
从旧约里面亚伯拉罕的子民百姓都相信神，对吗
？So from the Old Testament, starting from Abraham.All his descendants believe fundamentally there's a God.
不像我们现在跑出去 fish kill 这里的人，中国人不一定相信神。
It's not just like today when you go out and ask people whether there's a God.
有可能他们相信是这种的神。
Maybe they believe this kind of God, but not the Christian God.
但是不是我们这个基督教的耶稣主耶稣基督嘛
？But not the God of the Bible.
所以你要知道，在耶稣面前的这些人都相信有神的。
So we can safely say that all the people in front of Jesus believe the existence of God.
但是耶稣现在要他们宣讲神国的福音的时候
，But Jesus want them to preach not whether there's a God exists or not.
要他们相信一个很重要的事情
，The very important message of the kingdom of God.
就是主耶稣自己是救主
，That is Jesus Christ Himself is the Savior.
所以当彼得说：“你就是上帝所立的基督的时候。”
So when Peter said, "You are the Christ that God set it up,"
就是说我们犹太人一直在等那个弥赛亚救主基督就是你啦。
That is, the Jewish people are waiting for a long time about the coming of the Messiah, and what Peter meant is that Messiah was you.
但是我刚才说他是冲口而出的。
But again, he spoke this in the spur of moment.
因为以他的生命来说，他根本没办法了解耶稣就真正是那个。
So if we trace the spiritual life of Peter, it's impossible or hard to believe that he understand this very important doctrine.
其实过去的所有的长辈在讲这个弥赛亚、基督啊、救主的时候，他一直有这个观念，所以现在看到耶稣这么有能力，就说你就是那个上帝所立的基督。
The teachers, all the senior people before him, talk about the coming of the Messiah, so he had a pre-commitment saying that Jesus was that Messiah.
所以当这样的讲出来，我们就看看第二个问题了。
So if this is our flow of thought, then it raises another question.
第一个问题就是你认识你的救主吗？
And then the question aimed to ask, do you remember your Savior?
为什么彼得是冲口而出，而不是真正的理解呢？
So why Peter spoke out on the spur of the moment and without a full comprehension?
因为他没有能够回答第二个问题的。
Because he failed to answer the second critical question.
第二个问题就是，你付出你的代价吗？
So the second question really at the bottom of it is saying that have you paid your price?
当你看这个路加福音第九章二十三到二十六节的时候。
So when you read Luke chapter 9 verse 23 to 29,
耶稣就说，如果人要跟从我的话。
And then Jesus said, if people want to follow me,
他要背起自己的十字架。
And he ought to bear his own cross.
而且呢，这个背起十字架所付出的代价的程度要高到什么程度呢？
So the cost of discipleship, of carrying the cross, is so high that ought to reach a certain degree.
你站在全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么用？
And Jesus explained,If you earn the whole world and forfeit your life, what good is it?
就代表我们要付出的代价，要以生命来作为那个标准。
That means the price we pay has to be measured by our spiritual maturity.
当我们去看神的话语的时候
，So when we read the word of God,
当我们相信神的话语的时候
，When we believe in the word of God,
当我们这样做的时候，究竟我们有没有履行这个神的话语
？So when we read this black and white, and we ought to ask ourselves a question: Did we practice what God said to us?
在这里二十六节怎么说呢
？And then verse 26 says:
凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里，并天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
So the Bible says, if you are ashamed of my words, then the Son of Man and all the angels will be ashamed of you.
那你就可以想象，当我们看神的话语。
So you can imagine that when we look at the word of God,
有很多时候我们当成口头禅。
So many times we treat it as a slogan.
那就是说，感谢神啊。
So that means that we lightly say, okay, thank you, God.
哎呀 ,Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们都是有这种口头禅的这种的做法。
So many times we say it in a manner of the cliché.
比方来说在这里二十七节有一个这样的情况。
So for example, in verse 27, we encounter a situation like this.
耶稣这样说在我们当中有些人还没有死之前就可以看到神国了。
So some of you before you die will see the advent of the kingdom of God.
那你想一想我们常常背主导文。
So many times we memorize,
愿你的国降临。
And the Lord's prayer, and then we said, may your kingdom come.
那我们有没有真的觉得神的国会临到我们
？So did you really believe and really realize that the kingdom of God is really coming now？
可以在我们还没有去世之前就可以看到神降临在我们人间当中。
So do you remember, believe that when you die, before you die, the kingdom of God actually come to you？
那我不是针对彼得的。
So I'm not aim at Peter at this moment。
我发觉我们很多基督徒都是这样。
So I found out many Christians.
我们讲的是很漂亮。
So when we say it in a flowery language,
我们要做基督的精兵。
We have to be a crack troop of Jesus.
你有没有像我的儿子这样辛苦的才能够将腰围束进去呢
？Have you really like my son who works so hard that his waist will reduce several inches?
我跑了两个星期就没气，就不想跑。
So I tried to do it and ran for 2 weeks and then I lost my persistence.
我的儿子最近跟着我跑的时候
So recently my son run with me, try to encourage me.
他说跟你跑真舒服
So is that it's so comfortable that run alongside you.
因为我跑得慢,
because I race slowly.
你想一下耶那个彼得讲得出耶稣啊你就是上帝所立的基督的时候
So you know when Peter said to Jesus that you are the Christ.
讲得多胸有成竹的这样
So how confident he had.
但是你看看 当我们看到这里28节开始有一个故事的出现的时候
So later on when we read verse 28 and on
就是耶稣
we find out there's a new story
带了三个门徒上山的时候
So that is Jesus brought along with him three close disciples to the mountain
就是著名的登山变化面貌的时候
This is a very famous story of transfiguration
你看到33节在哪里怎么说呢
So verse 33 what did the Scripture said,
那个以利亚、摩西、耶稣在那里开那个高峰会议。
So you know the Elijah, Elijah and Moses and Jesus conduct a summit.
那但是呢，33节说什么？ 那个彼得、约翰是那个雅各在睡觉呢。
So Peter, John and James and fell in sleep.
起来的时候,
so as he woke up,
看到这样的景况,
and he saw such a magnificent
他想的是想着什么呢?
So what was in their mind?
彼得啊,就是说,哎,耶稣啊,这里真漂亮,我们就在这里做三座棚好了。So
Peter said, wow, this is so awesome. Why don't we set up three booths?
好像是对着他们三个大人物一个尊重的一个做法。
So it really looks like a gesture of respect to these three great men.
但是我肯定的，他心里就说：“你们三个住大的，我们三个住小的，别墅好了。”
So I'm confident that in his mind is okay. You have a great magnificent booth, and then at least give us a little booth for us three.
你有没有付出你的代价？
Have you paid your price?
原来这个在我们的门徒的人生生命当中需要付上代价的。
So actually, in our journey of pilgrimage, we ought to pay the cost of discipleship.
彼得没有这种的心态。
But Peter do not have this kind of attitude.
你知道耶稣在山上跟以利亚跟摩西谈什么呢？
So do you know what was the content of the conversation among Jesus and Elijah and Moses?
31节告诉我们,
and verse 31 says,
在这里就是谈论在谈论耶稣去世的事情。
So you talk about the death of Jesus Christ.
大家都说，哎呀，下个礼拜他要去耶路撒冷了，所以要准备要死了。
So every people think that next week they will go, Jesus will go to Jerusalem and prepare to die.
但是当你如果学过希腊文的话，
So if you verse in Hebrew,
Greek.
Greek, sorry.
那你就会理解这个去世这个字有很不同的意义。
So the word death is a particular meaning.
去世是希腊文是 exodon.
So death in Greek means very sound like Exodus.
这里呢就有一个新约圣经的里面的中文、英文。 希腊文的一个三个对照的那个圣经。
So I have the Bible holding in my hand that you have Greek, Hebrew, and English, right?
Exodon 是什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
其实那个卢弟兄已经说出来了。
Oh, I accidentally say it.
英文就是 Exodus.
That means you escape from the land of slavery.
就是出埃及。
That is leave the slavery land of Egypt.
你想一下这个什么意义啊?
So what does it mean?
耶稣在山上跟以利亚、摩西开会。
So, you know, they have a summit meeting, Jesus, Moses, and Elijah.
谈论出埃及的事情。
And talk about the story of Exodus.
你都想象 当谈出埃及的事情，我们都很理解一种的这个情况。
So you may be surprised that why Jesus talk about Exodus?
很多时候，
20,000 years ago,
牧师跟主日学的老师都告诉我们，
So as a children, I already learned, we already learned about the story of Exodus.
出埃及的意思是这样的。
So the meaning of Exodus is this.
埃及都表示那个魔鬼的那个掌控的国度。
So we were taught that Egypt means the dominion of Satan.
那法老就是代表魔鬼。
And Pharaoh is the representative, representing Satan.
那摩西就代表一个救世主的带领以色列人出埃及的。
And Moses representing a spiritual leader lead God's people away from Egypt.
但是摩西又不能作为真正的救主啊。
But Moses could not be a savior.
他发脾气，所以留在那个尼波山上。
And he lost his temper against God. This is why he was not able to enter into the promised land.
谁真正的带以色列人进到迦南美地呢？
Who was the person who led Jesus, who led God's people into the promised land?
那迦南又是代表什么？天堂。
And then Canaan representing what? Heaven.
谁带他们进去啊？
So, but who was a leader that led them into this promised land?
知道是谁啊？
Do you know who?
耶稣亚。
Joshua.
耶稣亚带领他们过约旦河，
Joshua
进到迦南美地。
Led them to cross the river of Jordan and enter into the promised land of Canaan.
耶稣亚又代表什么呢？
Now, what does Joshua represent?
耶稣亚这个字根就是救恩的意思。
So, the root word of Joshua means salvation.
所以将他们将这个约书亚这个希伯来文转成拉丁文的时候，
So when they turn the word Joshua from Hebrew to Latin,
为什么是拉丁文呢？
Why Latin?
因为以前是罗马人掌控这个犹太地嘛。
Because in Jesus' time, the Roman Empire ruled the land.
所以他们就用拉丁文。
And their official language is Latin.
如果将拉丁文切音转为英文的时候，你知道是什么呢？
So if you use the Latin word and then phonetically translate into English, you know what it become?
J-E-S-U-S.
That is J-E-S-U-S. Jesus.
是什么？ Jesus. 你就可以理解现在当我们看马太福音第一章的时候，
So now you come to understand that when we read chapter 1 of the Gospel of Matthew,
21节告诉我们，
and verse 21 says,
他的名字要称为耶稣，
and his name shall be called Jesus,
因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来，
because he will deliver his people from the dominion of sin.
你就可以理解 从这个历史的过程当中，我们就知道出埃及一直意味到主耶稣带领人上天堂。So
we know that Exodus is really a symbol of how we are saved, that Jesus led us to the heaven.
这么重要的一个山上的高峰会议，他们几个人在睡觉。So
such an important conversation Jesus conducted with Moses and Elijah, but these disciples fell asleep.
醒过来的时候就想要建别墅。
So after they woke up, they want to build a magnificent house.
你就可以想象这个是没有付代价的人生。
So this kind of easy discipleship.
当我们在看后面的时候，
So when we read on,
从那个37节那里告诉我们，
So from verse 37, the scripture tell us,
就有一个人，有一个做父亲的跟耶稣说， 耶稣，你救救我的儿子啊。
So a father came to Jesus and said, Lord, just rescue my son.
我的儿子有病啊。
Because he was sick.
我的儿子被鬼来附。
Because my son was possessed by demon.
我求过你的那个门徒。
I have implored your disciples.
41节怎么说？
And then what verse 41 said?
他们却是不能。
But they were powerless.
你有没有想过刚才我们看的经文？
Have you heard about the verses, and especially 1 and 2?
第九章的第一、第二节。
And then verse 1 and verse 2, what the Bible says?
耶稣叫了12个门徒来,
and Jesus called upon his presence the 12 disciples.
赐给他们能力权柄,
and he gave them the power and authority.
可以做什么?
Doing what?
一并赶鬼,
to expel the demon and to kill diseases.
这个爸爸怎么说啊?
But this father said this way.
他们确实不能。
And then the father said, I implore your disciples, but they were powerless.
你明白什么原因?
Do you know why?
因为我们没办法回答第二个问题。
Because we fail to answer the second critical question.
你付出你的代价。
That is, how much price that you have to pay?
回答第一个问题, 你认识你的救主吗? 容易。
So the first question may be easier, that is, do you understand your Savior?
那我在 基督教的家庭讲代，耶稣是谁？我随时可以说出来。
So since I was upbringing by in a Christian family, I can answer the first question easily. I know who
彼得在这个有神的信仰当中生活到现在，看到这个耶稣这个大人物有这么大能力，他说：“你就是神所建立的基督。”So
Peter was raised in a circumstances of theology. So he of course know there's a God.
但是当我们回答第二个问题的时候,
but when we come to the answer of the second question,
你有没有付出你的代价?
Have you paid your price?
你有没有好像26节, 你要尊重神的话语?
Have you obeyed wholeheartedly the word of God?
今天我们在这个 Fishkill的这个地方,
so today we are living in this area of Fishkill.
你所拥有的就是高水平的那个工作。
So what we have here is a very high-end profession.
你住的房子也是很不错的。
So I believe the houses you are living in is pretty big.
可以说肯定比我们香港、台湾、中国大陆那个房子更好。
So I can be sure that your house is better than those in Taiwan and Hong Kong.
但是我们有没有真正的想到我们先明白神的话语?
So then, we should ask ourselves, do we really understand the word of God?
我们真正的是一个传福音的人?
Are we the real effective evangelist?
真正的好像我们刚才所唱的那首歌, 我喜爱传福音?
Just, did we leave out the song that we just sang, that we love to spread the gospel?
还是我们好像彼得一样?
Or maybe just like Peter, we just say it as our cliche.
你想一下，当我们看到这个第九章的时候，
so when we read carefully, chapter 9,
这个做爸爸的说，你的门徒确实不能。
So the father said to Jesus, your disciple was unable to do this.
这个也反映在我们现在的生活当中。
So it really reflects in our daily life.
反映在我们基督徒的生命当中。
So it reflects in Christian living.
我们确实不能。
So indeed, we are unable.
我们每个星期去教会。
So every Sunday, as a habit, we came to church.
但是面对一些神迹奇事的时候, 我们确实不能。
But when we face miracles and signs, we are not able to perform.
但是你要记得,
but remember this.
神早就给我们能力权柄。
Actually, God in his will has given us power.
甚至让我们有能力治病赶鬼的。
So to the point that we are able to expel the demon and kill the diseases.
但是我们没有实行出来。
But we have not exercised this privilege.
为什么呢?
Why?
这个要回答第三个问题。
Then we turn to the third question.
第三个问题就是, 你具备你的素质吗?
Have you equipped yourself the quality as a Christian or disciple?
你有这个素质吗?
Do you have this kind of qualities?
当你看到46节的时候,
so when you come to verse 46,
在门徒当中起了一种议论,
so it raised a murmur around Jesus' disciples.
耶稣正问这些门徒,
and then Jesus asked these disciples,
你们在谈论什么?
So what are you guys talking about?
他们原来是争议谁将伟大。
So they are arguing who would be the greatest.
谁将伟大?
Who would be the greatest?
将这个字,
And will be.
是将来的事情.
So it's a concerning the future event.
表示这些门徒在争论将来谁要做老大.
So actually they arguing in the future who among them will be the leader.
你明白是什么原因吗?
So do you know what is the reason?
因为今天当他们看着主耶稣这么有大能力.
So because today they saw the mighty power of Jesus.
他是神所立的基督.
So he was the Christ established by God.
他能够给5000人吃饱.
He could feed the 5,000 multitudes.
他可以医治这个小孩子有病有鬼妇都可以赶出来.
He could cure the diseases of the children and other people and expel demons.
他们这些门徒开始越来越相信了.
So the conviction of the disciples grew.
相信什么?
They going in what direction?
相信主耶稣要建立神国.
So they come to believe that Jesus will establish the kingdom of God.
神国.
The kingdom of God.
国.
A nation.
这个 kingdom.
Kingdom of nation.
你有没有想过?
Have you heard of this?
这些门徒跟着这个耶稣敞南走北的.
So these disciples follow Jesus from north and south.
他们心里就是这样想的.
So these were their thought.
彼得说啊,
Peter said,
记得啊,我是大师兄,
and said, since I am more senior than the rest.
所以当这个国来临的时候, 我应该是一人之下, 万人之上的那个位置。
So when this kingdom comes, I should be under one person and above all others.
应该做什么?
So
宰相,
I should be the leader.
但是你想得美了。
So Jesus think differently.
有一个做妈妈的,
so for example, a mother.
走过去跟耶稣说,
and then she went to Jesus.
耶稣啊, 耶稣,
and said, Jesus,
你得国的时候,
so when you realize the kingdom,
我的儿子雅各跟约翰, 一个在你左边, 一个在你右边,
so remember my son, James and John, and one maybe on your left hand side and another on your right hand side.
你知道是什么意思吗?
Do you know what does it mean when the mother asks
the
question? That is a prime minister from left and right. So it should not be only Peter's privilege.
那犹大有什么想呢?
So what would Judah thought at that moment?
犹大是反对党.
Judah was a member of the 反对党. Zealot.
他最恨就是给 外国的人就是罗马人统治犹太人的.
So it's very loath to him that they were under the dominion of the Romans.
所以现在看到耶稣这么有大能力.
So when they saw Jesus is so powerful.
如果他得国的时候,
so when he received the kingdom,
就是打倒罗马人嘛.
That is to overturn the Roman Empire.
那到时候怎么样呢?
So what would happen after that?
我一直是管钱的.
So I'm the treasurer.
到时候做财政部长.
So maybe I should be the treasurer to continue my profession.
46节这里怎么说?
And verse 46 says,
他们在议论谁将伟大.
So they are discussing who will answer.
但是耶稣怎么跟他们说呢?
But what was the reply of Jesus?
47节、48节, 耶稣带两个小孩子说, 你们要回复像小孩子一样.
So Jesus brought forth in front of them a little child,
接待我的就是接待主耶稣,
and said, if you receive this child, you will receive me.
你就可以想象他们明白不明白。
So you can imagine how shallow their understanding about Jesus.
这些门徒都不明白。
So they fail to understand.
你看到49节怎么说呢?
So verse 49, what did the scripture say?
约翰跟主耶稣父子啊, 我看到有一个人用你的名字赶鬼, 但是他不跟从我们, 我们就禁止他。
So this disciple said, I saw a person who are able to expel the demon, but he doesn't come to believe you, so I asked him to stop coming near to you.
你要记得现在这些门徒是耶稣的代言人了。
So you have to realize that these disciples are Jesus' are in Jesus' close circle.
那主耶稣的名字有能力的。
So the name of Jesus is power.
有品牌的。
So it's a very good brand.
不能随便拿去用的。
So you cannot just use it lightly.
拿了去用，跟我们还可以，不跟我们就禁止你用。
So he said, if you follow me and listen to me, yes, you can use it, but if you against us, then I prohibit you to use this name.
你就可以想象，这个约翰明不明白耶稣的思想。
So you can think that, do you think that John understand the thought of Jesus?
这些门徒想的国度跟耶稣的所说的神国的福音完全不同了。
The concept of kingdom in their mind is totally different than the concept of kingdom in Jesus' mind.
这些用耶稣的那个名字的来赶鬼，他们都禁止他们。
So those who practice exercise by Jesus' name and they prohibit them.
如果他们不相信呢？
If they do not believe,
如果不相信怎么办？
What would you do with them?
五十四节告诉我们。
And verse 54 says.
他们去了撒玛利亚的地方。
So they went to Samaria.
传福音，他们不接受。
And then they preached the gospel, but nobody accepted.
五十四节，那个约翰就说：“主耶稣啊，要不要我们来去 barbecue 他们
？”And then verse 54 says, "Lord, why don't you bring down fire from heaven?"
要去将他们烧死了。
And then burn them up.
就是 barbecue 咯。
So become.Let them become a barbecue meat.
你就可以想象这个这些门徒想的是什么。
So you can see that what was in their minds.
我们刚才说第三个问题是什么？
So what did I say just now? That what was the third question?
你具备你的素质吗？
So have you equipped yourself a Christian quality?
你就看到这些门徒就是这样的素质。
So we can see that these disciples are with this kind of quality.
耶稣五十六节告诉我们。
And verse 56 says,
我是救主，我来是救人，而不是要害人的命。
So I am the Savior. The purpose of my coming to this world is to save people, not to destroy people.
五十七节告诉我们。
And verse 57 says,
有一个人走过来说，耶稣啊，我无论你到哪里去，我都要跟着你。
So a man came over to Jesus and said, "Wherever you go, I will follow you."
但是耶稣说，屋里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有的地方，枕头的地方。
A fox has holes and the bird has nest, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
你跟着我做什么
？Why you follow me?
这个问题对我们今天也是很有用。
So this question applied to us today.
我们也要问我们自己。
So we have to ask ourselves.
我们跟着主耶稣，
so we follow Jesus. What was the purpose?
为什么我们要跟着他？
Why have to follow Jesus?
五十九节告诉我们。
59 says,
有个人要说，耶稣，我也要跟着你。
And then he said, Lord Jesus, I want to follow you too.
但是先让我回去埋葬我的父亲。
But let me bury my father first.
耶稣说。
And Jesus said,
让死人埋葬他的死人。
And let the dead bury the dead.
就是说，你就是死人。
That is.Another way to say that you are the dead.
你根本没有素质
because you have no Christian quality.
你都不明白神的道理
You do not know the doctrine of God's kingdom.
又有一个人六十节告诉我们
And then in the verse
六十一节
one, and the man came.
我要来跟从你啊，主耶稣
Jesus, I want to ask, follow you.
但是先让我回去 say bye bye 就回来了
But at least.You let me to go home and say farewell to my family members.
主耶稣说，手扶着犁向后顾的人不能进到神的国。
And Jesus said, if your hand is touching the plow and look back, you are not worthy of following me.
你就可以理解到一个很重要的事情。
So here we understand a very important thing.
今天我们看路加福音第九章。
So today we look at Luke chapter 9.
我们说有一个主题。
And then I said just now that we have a theme.
差遣与门训
And the theme is a commission and discipleship training.
有三个问题
So I also mentioned there were three critical questions.
你认识你的救主吗
Do you know your Savior?
第二个问题
And the second one.
你有没有付出你的代价
Have you paid the price of discipleship?
第三个就是你具备那个素质没有
Have you equipped yourself to meet the requirement of a Christian character.
当我们在这里去思想的时候
So when we think about these three questions
我们就回到几年前
So、my memory went back to something few years ago
主爱之家基督教会
So I think about you guys The house of Christ's、love
你们的使命与负担是什么
So what is your commission And what is your burden
是要培训门徒
That is to train disciples
要建立教会
To establish the church
要培植宣教士
And then to cultivate missionaries
要扩展神国
And then you expand the kingdom of God
这个神国就是在我们今天路加福音所看的同一个神国
So the kingdom of God that we as a goal of the church is the same kingdom of God that mentioned in chapter 9
但是有可能在我们的这么舒服的生活当中
So maybe in our very comfortable environment
我们有这个分量的一个工作当中
So we have a very everybody a job that everybody admire
我们今年的主题也是说 要做一个门徒
So our theme if you don't remember is how to be a disciple
但是我们可能这些都变成口头禅。
So maybe this just a flower language, a cliché.
但是如果今天我们看路加福音的时候
，So when we come to the word of God in Luke,
连耶稣的十二个门徒都是这样。
So don't be surprised because even the disciples of Jesus thought the same way.
我们有时候这样走也是不出奇的。
So if we walk in the same way as the disciple, it should not be a surprise.
但是神很特殊的在不同的情况当中给我们听到他的话语
So God used a very miraculous circumstances to lead us to understand his word
本来我应该是去年一月来到这里的
So actually I had planned to come to your place to preach on January
在中途差二十里路走风流路我不 来不了了
So at the 24 mile before I reached the destination, the road closed.
但是今年我来真的太阳很好。
But this year is different. You see the sunshine.
半年前我学到这个一章一个主题。
So, about half years ago, I learned another theme.
我相信神有他特别的美意。
So I believe God has His wonderful will.
让我今天来到跟你们分享
So that I come to here with the opportunity to share this message
而且还是第一个月了
And then and also the same thing, January
四月我要再来
And then on April I will come again
七月我又再来
And then July I come again
十月我又再来
And then October I come again
我可以 跟你说一个事情
So I will talk to you in this way
你不要让我每次来都看着你都原封不动的就是这样
SoI beg that every time when I come, I will see some change in a positive way here.
什么叫原封不动呢
What does it mean to remain the status quo?
就是刚才我们说，我喜爱传扬福音。
So just like the hymn says, I delight to spread the gospel.
是唱唱而已。
And it's not just a song.
还是真的有心去做这个事情。
Or maybe you really realize the song into our heart and pay up, pay off our with actions.
这五六年的你们的使命与负担。
So the church has been passed for 5 years.
是真的吗
？Is it real?
诚心去做吗
？Did we do it sincerely?
这一年当中，难道不能够结一个果子吗
？So do you think that in this year to come we cannot bear at least one fruit?
你有家人。
You have your family.
你有同事。
You have your co-workers.
对面超市里面有一些中国人。
And in the supermarket, we saw many Chinese.
难道不能在一年当中结一个果子吗
？So, do you think it's not possible that we bear one fruit?
带他来到这个教堂。
And then bring them to this church.
跟我们一起来享受神的。
And then we come here together to enjoy
神的福气。
The blessing of God, the happiness of God.
路加告诉我们。
And the book of Luke taught us.
第四章第十九节。
And then verse chapter 4 verse 19.
什么是福音
？So what is gospel all about?
福音就是被掳的得到释放。
Gospel means for those who are under the dominion of the darkness and sin will be liberalized.
傻眼的能够看见,
the blind can see.
给亚基的得到自由,
the oppressed have freedom.
当我们中国人冲击在这个 fish queue的地方,
so when the Chinese have the opportunity to gather together in this area, fish queue,
肯定不止你们嘛,
so I believe it's more than just this group.
带他们进来这个教会,
so bring them to the church.
享受神的福气,
enjoy God's blessing.
明白这个一个主题, 三个问题的,
so let them to and ask to understand the answer of these three questions.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们亲爱的主耶稣, 我们谢谢你。
Our dear Lord Savior Jesus.
我们知道你的话语一释放出来, 不会逃然的。
And we thank you, and we know that your word, once spoken forth, will not return vainly.
求主你来, 带领每一个弟兄姊妹,
may Lord Jesus come to guide each one of us,
愿意带领人信耶稣,
and have the willingness to bring people to believe in Jesus.
这个是何等的福气, 福气。
So what kind of blessing is this?
求主你来加添他们力量,
may you strengthen your children,
奉主耶稣基督的名求,
and we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.